תחייס המייסים, דף קוף חוף בייס, בהמשך לעניין זה, נביא נקודה נוספת במיילס כלל ישראל היתר מכל משפחות האדמה. As we continue on our journey, we want to clarify another aspect, yeah, of the qualities, one of the miles of Klal Yisrael that is above the rest of the world. One of the most important klalim that a person has to grapple with when he's dealing with Emunah, when he's dealing with the relationship of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, is this thing called Tchias HaMaisim. And it's generally overlooked. Nishtadu v'perek zeh la'az b'ma miyuchad b'metzias tchias ha'meisim. What's so fundamental about tchias ha'meisim? Lifnei kishivim shana kashir yagiyu v'admo Rav Aaron Mibelz z'chus yogan alei l'eretz Yisrael. He escaped from the jaws of the Nazis b'ma mish nisim nifloim nirav din eretz Yisrael. Hazeli kras Shabbos v'shalach v'erech es shulchonay hatoho v'sovi v'shulchon yesh v'yudim doivim shchufim shvurim v'rtzusim echad mi'ir v'shnayim mi'mishpacha. The first tish that the bells are really made when he arrived in Eretz Yisrael was Shabbos v'shalach, and surrounding his table were people that had just crawled out of the fires of Gehenna. Broken, shattered people. V'divrei Torah shomer lo la'alav shulchonoi, omer al divrei Rashi. In Parsha Shmois, Perek Tes Vav, Chazal bring there, Rashi brings there, oz yoshi Moshe, mikan remez the tchias ha'meisim min ha'Torah. We know that there's no explicit mention of tchias ha'meisim in the Torah. The Gemara at length, in a chelik, in other places, mainly in a chelik, the Gemara tries to find where we know tchias ha'meisim in the Torah. Oz yoshi Moshe. Shira sayam oz moshi Moshe. We can't remember tchias ha'meisim in the Torah. Bira rebi medur romza Torah inyan zeh dafke kan v'pashas b'shalom. If you had to be meramez to tchias ha'meisim in the Torah, where would you do it? Dafke b'shira sayam? Well, aloshon shel ova ve'osid kemo oz, loshen ova ve'yoshi, loshen osid, mofi hava b'toyim. This interplay between oz and yoshi, what's that? Where do you see mikan? Let's first see the limud. Where do you see for oz, yoshi, moishe, tchias ha'meisim in the Torah? Where do you see that? Oh, because the word oz is past, and yoshi is future. Bit of a strange way of saying it, no? Oz in the past, Yoshi will Moshe sing. Get the problem? Oz, Yoshi, Moshe sang in the past, but Yoshi is future. So from Mikan, then Moshe will sing. Moshe sang it at Yam Suf, but then Moshe will sing as well. Correct. So we see this interplay between Oz and Yoshi many places in the Torah. Why dafke ya, that Chazal choose to say yaz remez betchias ha'meisim? He's very well. Kishiras hayam nemeres bezman sheklal Yisrael hayu b'matzav k'uv ad ma'od. Try and think about it. Klal Yisrael at Kriyas Yamsu, when they sang Shiras hayam, we're in a lot of pain. הרי על הפוסוף חמושים עולה בני ישראל ממצרים מסבירה שחמושים אחד מחמישו. כלימה, ושלושת מאלפי הערים במצרים הזכושו תרחידיה נוירית. How many people died just before Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim? Brothers, sisters, aunties, uncles, friends, 80% of Klal Yisrael got wiped out. שמיינים אחוז מהם יהודי נחל, 80% of Klal Yisrael. People were very, very broken. People were very shattered. They'd lost an enormous amount of family, of friends, of the whole of Klal Yisrael. Rev Ruvam shel Yetz Mitzrayim yisoymu v'almanos. You didn't know that, did you? The majority of people that went out of Mitzrayim were your Seimim and Almanas. A school the hayatmut hakifes akol hayim shvuri meduchdochim. How do you say shira in that kind of a matzav? Mikan remez tchias amaisim in a tree. Rak mimnei sheyede v'aminu b'tchias amaisim yoichel lishrod b'matzovim eile v'loi mishira. Only because you know there's a tchias amaisim, there's an olam haba, only then are you able to go through the matzovim that you go through now and say shira. And say shira. You'll see this is very connected to Tisha B'Av. Vorov Elu hayu kakal tchia of kol hanachochim. This is like the dew of tchia samaisi on everybody. Loya rak no doirish chas v'chelila egam no makayim. Vatzmo ibed is kol mishpachtei. V'rabim rabim mechasido v'talmido. He didn't just preach this to the Rebbe. He himself had lost everybody. His family, his talmidim, the entire chasidus had been devastated. Himself had suffered noira, but he loved it. Achim pam lo harsha lehevi eze shehu inyan or remes kal vedak shayomim ha'elu ayomim ra chas v'chelila nira shehavone ba'anhoga zu ib ha'imuna ha'chazok v'chias ha'meisim. There's an imuna in v'chias ha'meisim. V'yudi yesh koyach noira koyach ha'nitzche. The Jew, an individual Jew, has enormous power, an eternal power. You have to understand what is this Tchias Hameisim, what does this to do with the Tchias Mitzrayim? And you'll see it has a lot to do with Tisha B'Av as well. Because there's a Hekesh between Pesach and Tisha B'Av. The Tisha B'Av is an enormous stira, and people don't know what to do with that stira, so they just mess it up. Tisha B'Av is sitting on the floor, for availus, focusing on and absorbing and crying over enormous sufferings and pains that Klal Yisrael been through for 2,000 years. And at the same time, it's also today to say Yom Tzar. We don't say Lam Netzeach. You know why? Because you can't say she's a Yom Tzar. You can't say it's Yom Tzar. And it's a Yom Tov. It's a Yom Tov Tisha B'Av. It's a Moed. You don't say Tachanun. We have a Haftarah, Haftarah is a Yom Tov. We have a Haftarah. The Shachris, we have a Haftarah. We don't even have a Haftarah on the cross. We have a Haftarah because it's a Yom Tov. What's going on here? Is it Yom Tzah or is it Yom Tov? Make up your mind. So the simple classic answer is, no, it will be a Yom Tov one day. But it's not now, so why can't I say Lam Netzach? When it's a Yom Tov, I won't say Lam Netzach. Why? Because it's a Yom Tov now. In fact, the Magen Avraham brings down that the Suda, before the Suda Samad Sekhet, people were noyeg to have a Suda. You have a Suda, and then you have a Mincha, and then you have the Suda Samad Sekhet, which is also the boss of the Yain. Today we machmi, we don't drink boss of the Yain really from the 9 days. But me Ikra Adin, you can drink one. The boss of the Yain is by the Suda Samad Sekhet. But the Magen Avraham brings down that by Sheni, they had a Mincha to eat the Suda before Mincha. The Suda is Yom Tov. You can't eat the Suda is Yom Tov on Tisha B'Av because it's a fast. So they ate the Suda's Yom Tov before. They made the Suda's Samav Sekis on Yom Kippur. The Suda's Samav Sekis, the Shari Tshuva says, is the Suda's Yom Tov. The Suda that you should eat on Yom Kippur, which you can't, it's a fast. So what's going on in Tisha B'Av? Is it a Yom Tzah? Is it a Yom? Which one? Make up your mind. So we'll see some of this. Hopefully we'll be able to expand some of this before we have to actually do it. Dvarav haketzorim alalu shel ha'admo mibelz hem chukkei zroim oilom ufi anira inyan ze shel tchias ha'meisim oim b'menkas et tchias mitzvah. Suddenly we realize that tchias ha'meisim happens to be at the central theme of Pesach, of the tchias mitzvah. If the Torah chooses, deigns it worthy to teach us about tchias ha'meisim, to meram us about tchias ha'meisim, dafka b'tchias mitzvah. You see, there's a deep connection between these two things. The Sefer Zohar Kodesh, Nehmer v'yachas lo'is v'amoyfes, she'osa Moshe Rabbeinu yifnei paro, v'ashlokas ha'mata v'zeh l'shoim. You translate this for us? Yes, excellent. Zohar in Aramaic is not one of my languages. When Moshe Rabbeinu threw his matzah onto the ground in front of Paro and it turned into a snake, let's have a look what the Zohar says about that moment. You have to forget what the Genemics taught you for a while and can't see what the Zohar says. Tachazi, come and see. Makolo shel Aaron through 8 yovesh. Aaron had a batte, a stick, and it was made from dry wood. The Kodesh Baruch Hu poil boy nisim, v'shtei shlichoyos nasibo. The Kodesh Baruch Hu did nisim with this dry piece of wood, and there were 2 missions that were done with it. Ha'echad sha'eitz yovesh u'bole satanimim shel chatume mitzrayim. This dry piece of wood gobbled up and ate up all the taninim, all the reptiles, alligators, snakes, whatever they are, of the magicians of Mitzrayim. There were those that doubted Chias HaMeisim. They said, how from a dead person can you have a Bria Chadosha? You put something dead in the ground and what's going to grow from that? Yavuru tipshim eilu arachoykim in atoira yabayona shalaron haya 8 yovesh. Come and see, you fools that are far from the Torah. Behold, in Aaron's hand, there was a stick, a dry piece of wood. Because Hofuchu Isele Bria im Ruch Vaguf, and of course, Bochu turned it into a living creature. Gufim Elu Shekwaya Behem Ruchois, when the Shamas Kedushas, these bodies that had a Neshama and they had life, the Shamra Tziva Torah, Mishtadu Belimera Torah, and they kept the mitzvahs of the Torah. And they were mishtadl to learn Torah b'yom v'layla v'kolosh boruch hu gono zoy samba offer, and Hashem put them away in the dust. The seif, kashe yichadesh esolomoy, alachas kama v'chane yaso in b'riach hadosha. So for sure, alachas kama v'chama, v'kolosh boruch hu make a b'riach hadosha from them. If Hashem can take our own stick, that's dry wood, and turn it into a living creature, as mama ya, that Hashem can take something that was a living creature and make a b'riach hadosha from it. Let's take the Zohar. We spent a few days learning this Zohar the way you learn the Rush. Fascinating piece of Zohar.
It would make sense as well.
What?
Take a pre existing body and bring it back as opposed to taking an animal object.
Correct. That's the Zohar. This giloy of Tchias HaMeisim in Moshe and Aaron Shlichus to Paro the first time they met, that's dafka where you give us the lesson of Tchias HaMeisim, that this dry piece of wood comes alive, and that's why we know Tchias HaMeisim, dafka there where Moshe meets Paro for the first time. It's not stubborn. And as I say, it's a cold Tanosa shel Paro, Lamoshe Rabbeinu. This was Paro's entire taina against Moshe Rabbeinu. Tnu lechem oisu moifes, atem meshkuyim bera, ve'ein lechem shum sikri letzeis mimenu. Hakastim es HaKadosh Baruch Hu kocha, ve'ein lechem shum derech letzeis mimetzvavchem. Ad yesh lechem raya shetuchiach shatem yicholim letzeis mimetzvav, Boatem nimtzoi, for the taina. You guys are in the worst possible place. You mashkuin bara. You have no sikui of getting out of it. Because Boku's so angry with you, there's no ways for you to get out of your matzah. You have a raya when Moshe went to Paro and said, let my people go. What are you talking about? Your people are finished. Look where they're holding. Look how they've plumbed to the lower depths. Ain't sikur that they'll get out of here. Kodesh Baruch was very angry with them. Look at them. You have a raya that you can prove that they can get out of this matzah? Good question, huh? It was Paro's question to Moshe. Well, there I'm a Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu in answer to Paro's question, Take your star and turn it into a reptile. To teach Paro that Hashem is Mechaya Mason. Va'af Eile Shemira Sha'ovdo in the Klal Yisrael, Va'im Bechinas Rishoyim Bechayim Pri Mason. And even though it seems that they completely lost these people of Klal Yisrael that are Bechinas Rishoyim, that a Rosh is called Mason, even while they're alive, they go Mokam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Choyzu Mechaya Oysam V'yoytzu Oysam Min Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will return and breathe new life into them, and they will go out of Mitzrayim. That was the remez of the stick becoming a talim. The Klal Yisrael wasn't just Paro that didn't understand how Klal Yisrael could leave Mitzrayim. The Yidden themselves were completely meyash that they can't go out. They couldn't yam Moshe because of the kaitzer ruach of avoid a kashe. There's people like that today. And if the greats before could bring Mashiach, we for sure can't bring Mashiach. Mazel nigmar. Has for chalilah. We have people like that today. They're muyash. Moshe Rabbeinu bedvar Hashem, oisalem, oisu moifes, umarim shakol shbochu yoichel etet chayim b'kol dom. So Moshe Rabbeinu showed the people a kosh bochu can make life out of anything. Etet chayim chadoshim b'chaye shemais. Kosh bochu can take them and it's dead and give it life. Etet chayim b'tzoymech, uletet chayim b'doymam. Hashem can give life to something which is a doymam. And a kosh bochu can give life to something that's a tzomeach. Yedoy hamitzroyas kishelik sheshove kebosre zu remez the tchias amesim b'chaya shel tzras tzras nema etzomirim al tiye no kemes the mitzayrets kishelik kebosroy that tzras that's like snow, the white of snow that comes onto the flesh. That's another remiss to Tchias HaMaisi. Because it says about Miriam when she had Saras, Al Tiye No Kameis. Please don't be like a dead person. Hachzor Tachayim Liyad Shenitzara Harei Kehachzoras Chayim La'odom Shemais. The healing of the Tzoras is like giving back life to someone who died. Shreitzamayra Koshu Kameis. Yeah. Mitzayre is choshuv kameis. L'kamor kein she hamata oifech lenachash. And so too, when the mate got turned into a nachash, zu nesinas chayim letzomeach. It's giving life to a piece of wood. Shaykalosh na zohar eitz yovesh v'nafuch lechayim. That's what the zohar said. It was a dry piece of wood that got turned into a chayim. Which is a nest, by the way, because none of the four Yesodos of the Bria, Doimam, Tzomeach, Chayim, Adaber, can become one of the other. A Doimam can never, no matter how much it upgrades itself, can become a Tzomeach, and a Tzomeach, no matter how much it upgrades itself, can become a Chayim, and a Chayim, no matter how much it upgrades itself, it can become the most sophisticated chimpanzee in the world, will never become a Medaber. And the only way a Medaber can become a Yisrael, or even Hashem, is the process called Beirut. And that's a chiddush. But without that, you pop. What about the Goron? What do you mean? I don't know. Correct. But Hashem breathed into you a neshama. That's the nice, nachon. I don't know. I don't understand the question from Golem. I don't know. Golem in a Torah minayim. You have a right that he was a golem? I have a right that the Maral didn't make a golem. The foolish right that the Maral never ever made a golem. It's certainly not the one that they claim he made. He might have made one, but we don't know that. What's your right that there was a thing called a golem? Who knows who said you ever seen one? How do you know there was ever such a thing?
It's here.
It's here.
Sefer Yetzirah says how to make a golem.
Huh?
Sefer Yetzirah says how to make a golem.
The Sefer Yetzirah says make a golem. The Hakdama, the Vilna Goyim's Hakdama, Reb Chaim Volozhin's Hakdama to the Vilna Goyim's Pirush on the Sifrit Tzmir says that the Vilna Goyim was busy making a golem. He never made one though. It was before his bar mitzvah. He was busy making a golem, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu let him know that it wasn't exactly desirable, so he stopped. To make a golem, you have to be able to concentrate on one thought for 8 hours, you know, without any interruption. So most of us aren't going to get, can't even do 3 seconds. So anyway. No, there's tshuvas, there's shilas and tshuvas where they discuss whether you can be the pharaoh of golem dominion or whatever. Since the word golem. But exactly what a golem is and how it is and how to put into the marechet, I don't know. I'm dealing with the Zohar that's talking
it's
about.
Not a person.
Huh?
A golem's not a person.
I don't know what it is. I mean, look, that Marcus should golem. No. What about a golem? Good question. I'm just saying there's no such thing as a doyman becoming a chayah or a chayah becoming a medabe. Ain't about because the Barakosh Bo who did that, yeah. He took a doyman and he made it into a tzomach. He did that. And that's Rem is the Tchias HaMeisim. So the Metzorah is another remes for this. Because the Metzorah is Kameis Dami. And yet, when it heals, you become back alive. That's exactly sure what the Raya is more we need Metzorah for. But anyway, that's what he said.
Is that one of the reasons why Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu the Simon of Metzorah?
At the same time.
Yeah.
That's the Keshua with that there as well. That Metzorah is also some kind of a remes, the Tchias HaMeisim. Those were the two Simonim that Hashem gave. Yeah, but exactly what the Raya from Tzoras is, I don't really know. I understand you take a stick and you make it into a reptile that's living there, understood, but you took something like a little abrasion on your hand and then you but why is the material mace? Not because he's critically ill, because he has to leave town, he can't talk to anybody, so he's mace dummy. Why is a blind person mace dummy? Not because he could live 320, not because he's a traitor. Because he's disconnected from reality. You have to understand what that means. You take blood and you turn it into water. That's giving life to a doima. Water doesn't have life. Blood is the source of life. Water, which is a doima, became the source of life. Interesting, eh? Never thought of that. When Hashem turned the water into blood, that was an upgrade. That was an upgrade. Inyan zeh shalai muna b'tchir sameisim amad b'merkas yitzias mitzray. This ikra imuna of b'tchir sameisim stands at the central theme of yitzias mitzray. Eretz Mitzrayim, Eretz Akvira, Eretz Bo Adegalu, Koyche Ve'oitzim Yodi, Eretz Bo Tfisa Sa'oila Miyano, Miyaydis Mina Oila Mazel, Lelo Kol Makhshova Al Oila Mabo. What is Mitzrayim? Mitzrayim is Kvira. I'm God. Koyche Ve'oitzim Yodi, Oisele Sa'chay Lezeh, I made the now. The entire peace of the world is immediate gratification without any thought of a future world. No investment. You just do it now and enjoy yourself. Sound familiar? Shekhen Metzinu, Shatoyim et Eretz is Eretz Mitzrayim ki Eretz Mushpat v'kol toiv ad sheyi nikras kegan Hashem. What? Eretz Mitzrayim is so blessed. Every good that it has there, that it's called the Garden of Hashem. The Shtikl Gan Eden Mitzvah. The Yisolotes Eina Vayaris Kol Kika Aden Kikulu Mashke Lifnei Shaches Hashem Estoyim Vesamayir Kegan Hashem Keeretz Mitzrayim Va'acha Tzal. Lot raises his eyes and he sees a beautiful land, Brocha land. Irrigated farmlands, wonderful, wonderful, beautiful lands. And what does he use as a description of that? Kemitzrayim. The land that he saw of Amayra and wherever it was, Stoim and Amayra, was so beautiful, it was like Mitzrayim. That means Mitzrayim is the pinnacle of a beautiful land. Lo pachot v'lo yosel, Mitzrayim yisa b'chinas ganeidah, shefa kalkali v'rucho atzumah. Mitzrayim was the breadbasket of the world. It was the most beautiful country, the most beautiful place in the world. Gan Eden, in the Torah's terms. Ach mi'idach, Mitzrayim echona b'posa gan hayerek, k'mo shenema, ke'aretz asher ta'bo shoma l'rishte, lo ke'aretz Mitzrayim hi. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu describing Eretz Yisrael, he's telling you the mile of Eretz Yisrael, that it's not like Mitzrayim. Asher yitzal so mishama yukayim. Asher tizra ezaracha vashkisucho b'raglecha kagan hayore. Medua, on the one hand, Mitzrayim is called kagan Hashem, k'mo gan Eden. Umidach hunikras kagan hayore. What's kagan hayore? Ren omak hunuch b'dovazeh. Hevdel godol. Yesh ben yerek le'ilon. There's a big difference between a vegetable and a tree. Mitzrayim is called mitzad achad gan Eden, but it's also called a vegetable garden. What's vegetables? So what's between a vegetable and a tree? Kashe ana mishtamash b'peiris eilon, lo makale se'ilon. When you pick fruit from a tree, you don't destroy the tree. The tree continues to grow and produce more fruit. That's a marshal for what? The fruits you eat in this world, but the keren is left for you for Olam Haba. You're eating the fruits of the tree, but the tree continues to produce in the next world. Adam nene min ha'olam ach af ach al pi gulus ha'teirem ha'meil ha'ilan ha'. Keren, kayem es lo lalam haba. Umasayis hashimus beyerek, a vegetable. Umakilu a keren b'afrikiyach. When you pick the vegetable, you're wiping out the vegetable and its source. There's no hemshech. Achrei achilas hayerek lo naisa meuma. Amalas lekabal yerek chadash tzichim lizroya mechadash. If you want to eat more vegetables, you're going to have to replant the vegetable. Got it? The tree is eichel peres b'lam hazeh v'ken kelom haba. Yerech is whatever you eat, that's it, it's finished. Zu be'etzem Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim mechaneches es ha'adam lekaches es kol ha'gan Eden achshav. Mitzrayim mechaneches you to take the Gan Eden that you have. Mitzrayim is a Gan Eden. V'lishtamesh bo keyerech b'kilu ha'kerem. Eat it and enjoy it now. Don't keep anything for tomorrow. That's Mitzrayim's message. Take the Gan Eden and destroy it. And enjoy it while you destroy it. Alibi de Mitzrayim ein keren kayemes lolam habo, rak kegan yerek, es gan Hashem hoifchin le gan yerek. Mitoch ha-tvisa oilam zu, hayu tzlichim bnei Yisrael tzeitu la'avim, shebe'emes ikir chayif shel ha'odam, ki lo lo oilam haze, ele lo oilam habo litchis ha-maisim. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Klal Yisrael, when they tell them that Eretz Yisrael is not like the Gan Eden of Mitzrayim, that's a gan yerek. But Eretz Yisrael is a Gan Eden without the Gan Yerek. That we need to build and discuss and develop more. Oh, yeah.